Things changed quickly in campaign 2012, and things are looking up right now for the Romney campaign. A new poll showing the Republican presidential candidate has narrowed the gap with President Obama following their first debate last week. A Gallup poll of registered voters has the candidates even at 47% each. President Obama had a 50-45 lead before last week's debate. Mitt Romney is once again in battleground Virginia today, an hour ago delivering a major foreign policy address at VMI.
And joining us live now is Ann Romney, of course, the wife of Mitt Romney. Mrs. Romney, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We understand you're campaigning in Virginia today as well.
I sure am.
And how are things going? Obviously, Virginia, a huge battleground state. You and your husband spending a lot of time there, and the polls showing that Mr. Romney and President Obama virtually in a dead heat in Virginia. What's your sense?
Well, you know, it's the energy and passion that I'm feeling. I'm at a volunteer center right now in Chester, and it's unbelievable how many people are coming out. And I've asked them, I said, what's going on with the phone calls you're taking? And, you know, they're knocking on doors, they're making phone calls, and they said the response is just electric. It's just gotten, especially after the debate, people are just passionate about this. They're getting a huge response, and they've noticed a very big shift.
Now, despite the challenges of the economy, have you been surprised that supposedly it's been such a difficult hill to climb for Mitt Romney to break through in this race? We keep hearing he needs to reintroduce himself to the American people. What do you think hadn't worked until this first debate last week?
The reason I loved it was that finally, the American people got to see a completely unfiltered view of my husband. And you saw that he was competent, that he was intelligent, that he had a vision for the future, that he understood and was caring for the people that were suffering from this economy. So for so many months, I mean, we've been, I think, barraged with negative ads and everything else. I think there's close to $1 billion that's been spent on us in a negative way. And as you might imagine, we don't always feel like we're being treated fairly either. And so for me, it was a thrill for the American people to tune in and not have any interpretation, listen with their ears and see with their eyes who this guy is. And that's what I've been waiting for a very long time.
Mrs. Romney, I wanted to ask you if, in fact, your husband is elected and you're first lady, have you looked ahead and thought about what you would be doing, what your role would be or causes you might champion as first lady in the White House?
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I was just in Chester and I met with a lot of women that are breast cancer survivors, and I am one as well. And so having been afflicted with that and also with multiple sclerosis, of course I'm going to be concerned about those two health issues and making sure that there's more awareness and trying to drive people's attention to knowing how some people are battling in this country and really fighting for their health. But beyond that, I've worked with kids most of my life. Obviously, I've raised five, but I also worked with at-risk youth in Boston. And the one thing I learned from doing all of that work is how important it is that children know that they are precious, that they're loved, and that especially that God loves them, and that they, a lot of them are being left behind right now. And that is something that I care about very, very much, is making sure that we do a better job of not leaving behind so many kids.
Mrs. Romney, we know that your time is short. We appreciate you spending a few moments with us today, and best of luck on the campaign trail.
Thank you so much.
That's the wife of Mitt Romney, Ann Romney, joining us live from Chester, Virginia.